الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك، وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته، والله يعصمك من الناس، إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن ربي داعيا وإنه سائلي هل بلغت، فأقول يا ربي قد بلغت، فليبلغ الشاهد منكم الغائب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are aware through the fazl and the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have entered into a new year in the Islamic calendar. 1442 after Hijrah, this year begins with the onset of one of the Ashur-e-Hurum, one of the four sacred months of the Islamic calendar. The four sacred months are Zul-Qa'dah, Zul-Hijjah, Muharram and Rajab. So with the first of Muharram is the onset of what we refer to as a new year. One very important caution and lesson that we learn, particularly with regards to the fast of Ashura, that in itself is a separate topic, and obviously will be discussed at some point. But Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mizaj and the temperament of Shariat, the thinking and the psychology of our deen, is that our deen has to be unique. Our deen is separate from any other way of life. In adopting our principles, in our guidelines, in our directives, we are not the slaves of the mindset of the kuffar or the Yahud and the Nasara. Unfortunately, we find psychologically, when a qawm and a nation becomes maghloob, when they are overpowered, then there always exists this danger that even in their principles and in their mizaj and their temperament, they will tend to follow those who are ghalib, those who are masters over them. And this is the great caution that we are taught. Every rakat of every salah, we are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina anamta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Every rakat of every salah, we are making dua to Allah ta'ala that Ya Allah, protect us. Protect us from adopting the way of the Yahud and the Nasara. Protect us from adopting any other way besides the way of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In our dressing, in our nikahs, in our functions, in our businesses, in our goals, in our ideals, in every aspect of our life, there is this constant reminder and there is this constant danger that exists. That do not ever lean towards the way of the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this message is accentuated when it comes to this fast of Ashura. Like I said, it's a separate topic, I'm not going to go into the details. But Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave your dressing, or leave your nikahs, or leave your ceremonies, or leave your eating habits, or leave your businesses, when it comes to your ibadat also, he would not tolerate that there should be any mushabahat, there should be any similarity. That is why when it came to this fast of Ashura, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلْ لَأَسُومَنَّ التَّاسِعُ. That if Allah Ta'ala gives me life till the next year, then by fasting on the 10th of Muharram, there is the possibility that we are imitating the Yahud. So I will add another fast, either on the 9th or the 11th. I will add another fast so that there is absolutely no idea, even an iota that remains, that in any way we have made mushabahat or we have imitated the Yahud and the Nasara. The underlying message, my respected brothers, is the mizaj and the temperament of our deen. Our year ends with Zulhijjah. Two great ibadat occur in Zulhijjah. One is the Hajj, and the other is the Qurbani, which obviously has its roots in the history of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And our new year Muharram, we are encouraged that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلُ السِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ أَفْضَلُ السِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. He said the most virtuous fast, the most virtuous fast after the fast of Ramadan is the fast of Shahrullah. Muharram is Shahrullah, the month of Allah. What the hikmat of this is, Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know best. But He said, Shahrullah, Muharram is Allah's month. And what is the special khususi amal of this month? Is to keep nafil fast. In one riwayat, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, each fast that you will keep in Muharram, understand my respected brothers, there is a special significance in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Just this morning after the Fajr Dars, somebody came and asked me, says, Maulana, should we fast on the first 10 days of Muharram? I said, no. There is no significance for the first 10 days of Muharram. The significance of fasting, we see clearly Rasulullah said the whole of Muharram, any time in Muharram. In fact, the most virtuous fast, the most virtuous fast after the fast of the month of Ramadan is the fast of the month of Muharram. And for every fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward of 30 fasts. What is the underlying message? Finish your year on a high note and start your year on a high note. Finish your year, this amal of Hajj, the Hujjaj of return. The time is very limited. There are certain asbaq and lessons. The point I was getting at from the beginning is our Shariat has a mizaj. It has a temperament. There are certain amal that we are carrying out. These are not physically motions. We are going up and down. But behind these amal, there are asbaq, there are lessons, there are haqaiq. Take our salah for example. What does Allah say in the Quran? Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Allahu Akbar. Today, one of the greatest impediments and dangers of iman that we are facing is this environment of behayai, is this environment of shamelessness. Is this environment of nakedness everywhere you look. Music, nakedness, intermingling of men and women. You walk into a Muslim home, that shaitan box, which is what? An instrument of zina. Every direction you turn. Every direction you turn. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in the Quran? What is your protection? What's going to protect your deen? What's going to protect your iman? What is your fortress against this behayai, this tide of behayai that is around you? It is salah. And not just salah. Salah, aqeemus salah. Salah in the masjid. Salah with jamaat. Just last night we were having a discussion. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke of the fitna of Dajjal, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, sharru ghaibin yuntadhar. شَرُّ غَائِبٍ يُنْتَذَرْ. Allahu Akbar. What does this mean? Literally translated. He said, this is the worst fitna that can ever happen. شَرُّ غَائِبٍ. The worst fitna is the fitna of Dajjal. يُنْتَذَرْ. He said, we are waiting for it. It's a reality. It's going to come. Come in our lifetime or not, Allah knows best. But with every passing day, with what's happening around us, we can see we are heading in that direction. Fitna upon fitna, test upon test, trial upon trial. And he said the pinnacle and the worst and the greatest fitna and impediment and danger to our iman is the coming of Dajjal. We want to understand how dangerous it is. One virus. You can't even see the virus. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَنْ يَذْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوذَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Surah Baqarah. Allah says, He does not embarrass me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي. He does not embarrass me to give you parables and examples of even a mosquito. Even a mosquito, such a tiny creation. Allah says, we will prove our qudrat and our power through a mosquito. And less than a mosquito also. One virus. And the whole world has been brought to a standstill. Economies have been upended. Lives have been upended. Freedoms have been taken away. This is a test. This is a trial. This is a tribulation. Forget, as I've mentioned many times, forget your conspiracy theories. Nothing can harm or benefit you without the permission of Allah. China is not in control. America is not in control. Russia is not in control. Scientists are not in control. Allah is in control. It is His system. It is His Nizam. One virus which you cannot even see in the day of Jummah, your masjid is empty. Leave the other salah. Leave the other salah. Jummah and your masjid is empty. Last week we were in Cape Town, we met some brothers. Five time musalli. And the person says, Maulana, in 4 months I haven't made Jummah salah. Leave people that were away from the masjid. People that were in the masjid. Our masjids are empty. Our musallis have found some corner and some hole somewhere else to make salah because of a fitna and a test which came from Allah which you can't even see. What will happen when Dajjal comes? Which conspiracy theory are we going to grab and hold on to when Dajjal will bring a dead man alive in front of us? When Dajjal will give the order and it will start raining, then what are you going to say? China? America? Some scientists? Some laboratory? And at the expense of that fitna, which amal of deen are you going to hold on to? We can't even see this virus and our masjids have been emptied. My respected brothers, there is great khatra. There is great danger to our iman. This environment of fear, this pandemic has created a psychology and an environment of fear. Who is going to protect you? This is the question we need to ask ourselves. Where's the protection? Who is going to protect you? That antibiotic is going to protect you? The ventilator machine is going to protect you? The means that some scientists are telling you are going to protect you? Today the mask is good, tomorrow it's no good. Today social distancing, tomorrow no social distancing. Today it's transmitted by liquids and fluids from the body. Tomorrow it's in the air. Wake up to the reality. They themselves do not know. Only Allah knows. Only Allah knows. Why is it husband and wife living together? Husband gets it, wife doesn't get it. It was supposed to be transmitted. It was highly contagious. Yes, it is contagious. But understand, there are possibilities and there are probabilities. Science deals with possibilities. It is only Allah that is the controller of probabilities. Allah gives whom He wants, Allah takes from whom He wants. It is His system, it is His Nizam that is controlling. You want protection. You want protection. Allahu Akbar, what greater protection can you get than the protection that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given you? What did my Nabi say? Man salla subha fi jama'atin. Fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. Allahu Akbar. What more do you want? Seven heavens, seven earths can come to an end. Allah's qasam. Allah's qasam, not one word of lie, not one word of exaggeration, not one word of ambiguity passed through the Mubarak lips of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is that Nabi of Allah. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى الله أكبر. This ما أوحى, this is بحر لا ساحل له. This is a limitless ocean. Allah says, we sent wahi, we opened up his knowledge to such an extent that Allah doesn't tell you the extent. Allah says, ma oha. Imagine as much as you want. The knowledge and the wahi we gave him was even more than that. Allah says, by the qasam of the stars, wa najmi idha hawa, ma dalla sahibukum. This word sahib, this word sahib, what is sahib? Literally translated, sahib is your sati, your companion, one who loves you, one who is close to you. Ma sahibukum. Allah does not say ma dhalla nabiyukum wa ma dhalla rasulukum. Allah does not say your rasul or your nabi. Allah says your sahib. When Allah refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says your sahib, your friend, your companion, the one who loves you, the one who is concerned for you. He is your sati. One tafsir of this, Mufassireen have given. They say, Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam of the past, they loved their ummats, but there came a time that same Nabi raised his hands, Nuh alayhi salam, Rabbi la tadhar ala al-ardi min al-kafirina dayyara. Oh my Rabb, send your azab now. Send your azab now. Don't leave the single home of a kafir on the surface of this earth. Nabi, 950 years of dawat and effort on that qawm, yet he raised his hands and he made baddua for his nation. Many anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. And what did my Nabi say? Inna li kulli nabiyin dawatun mustajaba. Allah gave every Nabi one dua, that Allah promised that Nabi, this dua will be accepted. He said, every one of my brothers of Anbiya took that option which Allah gave and they made their dua. He said, I didn't make the dua. Mafhum of the hadith, he says, I told my Allah, keep that dua for me, for akhirat, so that I may make dua for the sinners of my ummah, that they may be saved from Jahannam. Ma dalla sahibukum. Ma dalla sahibukum. He was your sati, your companion. Allah says he never went astray. He never made a mistake. He never went off the track. Wama yantiqu anil hawa. And by the qasam of the stars, every word that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered was wahi and revelation from Allah. He didn't speak of his desires. He spoke according to the wahi that we sent to him. So there is no doubt in what he said. You want protection from an unseen enemy. You want protection from an invisible enemy. Fine, no problem. Listen to what the scientists are saying. Listen to what the doctors are saying. But understand that what they are telling you is erred. It's possible it's right, it's possible it's incorrect also. No problem. Follow the guidelines. But, what is your greatest protection? What is your greatest protection? My Nabi said, Man salla subha fi jama'atin. Read your fajr salah in the masjid in jama'at. Read your fajr salah in the masjid in jama'at. And what will happen? فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ Allahu Akbar. What does this mean? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person of my ummah who will read his fajr salah with jamaat in the masjid, he is in the direct protection of Allah. And we think by abandoning the masjid, we are protecting ourselves. Na'uzu billah, we've reached such a level, we feel masjid is the markaz of the spreading of a virus. You are in danger by coming to the masjid. Na'uzu billahi min dhalik. My Nabi said, Allah's protection is with you in the masjid. And you say your life is in danger in the masjid. What has happened to our iman? What are we going to do with the wealth of Quranic ayat and ahadith upon hadith, hadith upon hadith? Where Rasulullah s.a.w. said, this is Allah's house, you are Allah's guest, you are in the protection of Allah. Allah's hidden system is with you, and you abandon the masjid, and you want protection. We can't even see this, what is going to happen when Dajjal comes, Allah protect us. We can't even see this, and we've abandoned the masjid. Please, my respected brothers, Allah ke liye, Allah ke waste, make tawbah. Make tawbah from this thinking. Do whatever you want to do. Wear the mask, wear a hazmat suit too if you want. No problem. Nobody's stopping you. But don't abandon the masjid. You want to meet Allah tomorrow with Iman and Islam. You cannot abandon the masjid. Masjid is Iman. Masjid is the protection of your Iman. Masjid is the protection of your Islam. Otherwise, take Salah out. Take Jamaat out. Take the Masjid out. And by the Qasam of my Allah, you've taken the head of Islam off. There is no Islam. There is no Islam without Salah. There is no Islam without Jamaat. There is no Islam without the Masjid. Forget this. I'll make Salah in my workplace. I'll make Salah here. I'll make Salah there. We have ridiculed this great command of Allah. Sahaba say, when a man couldn't walk, we would carry him, dragging his feet on the ground and make him stand in the saf in Salah. Abdullah bin Umay Maktoum, Ya Rasulullah, Ana Darirul Basar, I can't see, I'm blind. Ya Rasulullah, I'm blind. Is there an excuse for me to come to the masjid? Can I read at home? What does my Nabi say? Can you hear the azan? Atasma'un nida. Can you hear the azan? He says, yes. What does Rasulullah s.a.w. say? Ma ajidu li min rukhsa. Rahmatul lil alameen. A mercy to humanity. And he says to a blind man, I can't find any reason to excuse you from the masjid. And one virus? One virus and we've abandoned the protection of Allah and we want protection? One virus? And we've compromised the principles of our deen and we want protection. Read your Fajr Salah with Jamaat in the masjid. فَهُوَ فِي زِمَّةِ اللَّهِ Rasulullah s.a.w. said, that man is in the direct protection of Allah. And what else does my Nabi say? If anything thereafter harms him, if anything thereafter harms him, then that entity will have to answer to Allah. That entity will have to answer to Allah because you contravene the one whom I gave protection to. Wear your hazmat suit, do whatever you want, but Allah's qasam, there is no greater protection than this. Sahaba's yaqeen was this. Time is limited. In fact, I never went to the topic I was supposed to discuss. But this is the need, the cry, the call of the hour. Sahaba lay siege to a fortress. Ghaliban in Hira, days of siege, and still the enemies of Islam are not relenting. Finally, their head padri, that time the Amir of the Jamaat of Sahaba is Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Their head padri, the head priest, requests an audience with Khalid bin Walid. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu accedes. So the head priest comes. In his hands he has a goblet. In that goblet is a poison. The name is mentioned in the books of history, Summusa'a. It was well known that this is so potent that even an insan, even a horse or a camel, if it had to drink one droplet of this poison, it would drop dead. He has a goblet of this in his hand and he says to Khalid bin Walid, one of two things. Either you people leave or you people sign a truce with us because we will never surrender. Because if we have to surrender that ignominy and disgrace, I would rather die first than suffer that disgrace. I will never surrender. If you don't accept my offer for truce, then I'm going to drink this poison. And I'd rather terminate my life, commit suicide. But I will never suffer the ignominy and humiliation of having to surrender. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala says, hand me over the goblet, I want to see it. This padri hands it over to Khalid bin Walid. Sahaba didn't realize what he was about to do. Otherwise they would have intervened. But these were mountains of iman, not something for us to try. But sabak of iman, yaqeen, on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 6 foot tall, robust, great warrior, sword of Allah, Saifullah, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, holds the goblet in his hand. Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis samaa wa huwa as-sami'ul 'aleem. I take the name of Allah. I take the name of Allah, whose name when it is taken, nothing in the heavens and the earth can ever harm me except without his permission. Wa huwa as-sami'ul 'aleem. And my Allah is the listener, and my Allah has complete knowledge. Khalid bin Walid says this and drinks the entire goblet and its contents. Sahaba rush to intervene. It's too late. He's already drunk it. But the yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis samaa wa huwa as-sami'ul 'aleem. And unaffected, unharmed, when that padri says that, he says, I take a qasam upon Allah, no nation in this world will ever be able to stand up to you as long as you have this yaqeen and this reliance and this trust upon Allah. Alif lam mim ahasiban nasu an yaqulu أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah says, what do you think? Istifham inkari, rhetorical question. What is wrong with you? What do you think? What do the people think? Jannat is cheap, iman is cheap, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is cheap. No! Do you think you are going to say amanna, we are going to bless you with iman and we are not going to test you? There won't be a virus, there won't be sickness, there won't be loss of property, there won't be loss of life, there won't be a test. No! Allah's sunnat, Allah says, we tested the nations of the past and we will test you. And why? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Through this test, we will make it known who is truthful in his iman and who are the liars. Who is truthful in his iman and who are the liars? Each one of us, thande dil ke saath, sit in the darkness of our room, close the door and start thinking, my respect. Take analysis, Muharram has come, New Year has come, Allah has given us another extension. The time of our mort is written. The time of our mort is written, and when that time comes, there will not be one second extension given to anyone. My respected brothers, virus, sickness, accident, hijack, looting, robbery, that is not the cause of death. Death is the cause of that. These things are not the cause of your mort. These things are the excuse by which Allah will bring your mort. Our mamla and our affairs with Allah. Our mamla and our affairs with Allah. These tests are supposed to bring us closer to Allah. So sit in that solitude and think, take stock. Ya Allah, you tested us. Ya Allah, the asar and signs of your anger are apparent in every direction. Bekhayai, shamelessness, disobedience of Allah. What and what is going on? Allah's test came. Did it bring me closer to Allah? Is my connection with the masjid stronger? Or have I abandoned the masjid? Have I abandoned the principles of deen? Have I abandoned my Allah? We still have chance. Now is the time for tawbah. Now is the time for tawbah. Now is the time for reflection. And understand, my respected brothers, wear the hazmat suit if you want. Wear a mask if you want. Do whatever you want. Nobody is asking you if you feel you are putting yourself in danger to put yourself in danger. No!
Do whatever you want, but don't abandon the masjid. There is no greater protection for your iman and your life than the masjid. Make your fajr salah with jamaat. You are in Allah's protection. Read the du'as of hifazat and protection that my Nabi taught us. Wallah, that is the greatest protection. That is the greatest precaution. Over and above that, do whatever you want. But let it not be at the cost of your deen and your iman and your Islam. This is the need, the cry, the call of the hour. This ummah has to come back to the masjid. Otherwise, my respected brothers, Allah only knows what the circumstance is going to be and what the outcome is going to be. Door to door, person to person, bring the ummah back to the masjid. Allah give us tawfiq wa khidmah.